zone. Tapula doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got.
Walt Tapula Road Rage. We are live from Back to 30. We have Tigers for Tatas bands. Bracelets. We have the Tigers for Tatas t-shirts. Still have plenty of sizes available, men's and women's. Come get yours. We encourage you to make, if possible, a $75 or more donation, but we will be more than happy to take your $5 donation for just one bracelet. If everyone did that, we would be done. So whatever you can do. There was a gentleman earlier today who donated $1,000. If there's anybody who's headed on Pelham Road who can do the same thing, match that or beat that, that'd be an outstanding way to end the day. If there's some person out there who could come in here and meet or beat that, that'd be an incredible way to end the day. And I'll give you t-shirts and bands and margaritas and fill you full of Papa John's pizza and cupcakes and whatever else you want. Come on out and see us. Austin, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Clemens' Best Ice Cream. Ice cream, you scream, let's all scream for ice cream. Made with milk, fruits, and nuts, grown right in South Carolina. Look for the certified SC label, the symbol of fresh food from local farms. Clemens' Best Gourmet Ice Cream, sold by the pint and homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan, and, of course, the insanely good new flavor, the Carolina almond coffee, which is just, it's just the best coffee ice cream I've ever had. And at the end of the day, that's what I care most about. Trust me, get to any of the places that keep Clemens' Best Gourmet Ice Cream, and that is all these fine retailers, Ingles, Hubbard Young Pharmacy, Bilo in Pendleton, Seneca, the Smoking Pig in Pendleton, and Figs Cafe and Pharmacy in Anderson. You can't get better than the best. Clemsonsbest.com. Go see them. All right, back to the phones. You want in. Now is actually a really good time to get in. 654-7627. Austin on the playoff. Austin, how are you?
Doing great, man. Hey, I heard you talk about it, and I've heard a lot of people talk about it, but the level of subjectivity that comes with only having four teams and five major conferences, but
yep.
Is there still not going to be a level of subjectivity when it comes to teams 6, 7, and 8 if they expand it?
You mean to teams 9 and 10 is what you're asking, right?
Well, like, how are they going to choose who teams 6, 7, and 8 is?
Okay. Yeah.
Like,
if
one of the Power Five get in,
okay,
the Power Five conferences. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Here's what I want to do, Austin. I want to take the heavy workload off the committee. I want to make it as easy as possible on them, and I also want rules, because Bill and his band of merry men have no rules. There are no rules. It's the only organization I've ever seen where there are no rules. A softball league has rules. The college football playoff has no rules. None. Now, they have a series of suggestions that they don't adhere to on their website, but they have zero rules. And so I want to take it away from them. What I want to do is this. I want 5 automatics. You win your conference championship. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks. You win your conference championship, you're in, period. You let the league determine how they choose their conference champion, and then it's on them. So, in other words, if you wind up with Clemson and Pittsburgh last year, and Pittsburgh somehow wins the game, then Pittsburgh goes. If Clemson had lost to Pittsburgh last year, guess what? Clemson's not any good. So cry me a river, you don't get to play. You know what I mean? If Clemson last year had lost to Pittsburgh, then they were not the team we thought they were. So then you don't get to go. Or if you don't want that scenario in your league, then write up rules to prevent it. In other words, if your championship game is played between team number one in the country and an unranked team, and you don't want the unranked team to win, then write up rules that don't allow for them. Say, you know, that the winner goes unless the team is ranked below 10 in the final poll or something. And then it reverts to the team with the best record. Do something like that. I don't care whether you flip a coin. I don't care what you do. Don't play a conference championship game. That's one way. But you choose your champion, and I'm taking that team, period. So there are five conference champions. You're all in. Now I have three at large. One will go to a non-Power 5, and two will go to the best Power 5 teams, at large teams. So, you know.
How do you decide those? The same way you're deciding these four right here. So it's still going to be an imperfect solution, and Here's the thing, Austin.
It will be imperfect, but it'll be light years better than what it is right now. There's no perfect, all right? Perfect doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a Bo Derek 10. You know, there's no, 10 doesn't exist, all right? So perfect doesn't exist, so you want to get as close to it as you can. Right now, I have a 100% subjective deal that 13 people in a smoke-filled room decide. This way, you'll have five guarantees that those people in the room have nothing to do with. They don't have a single thing to do with the top five. All right, so yes, is there going to be some subjectivity in the last two at-large teams? Yes, that's a lot better than having the whole thing subjective.
I think there's even going to be a level where, I mean, this is pulling hairs here, but or splitting hairs, but like I think even with the, you know, the non-Power 5 or the at-large non-Power 5 guy, like, who's to say Boise State's better than App State this year? How could you figure that out? And I know it's not necessarily the popular opinion. I do wish it was maybe a little bit clearer, and I definitely see how it's frustrating and annoying. But I'm okay with how the committee has kind of switched it up each year in which things may mean more, you know, strength of schedule may mean more one year than a conference champion does or something like that. Because there's definitely been conference champions who are not in the top, who are not anywhere close to being the top team in the country. And maybe they got screwed because of their strength of schedule. So I do see how it is.
A team that wins a conference championship accomplished something versus a team that didn't.
I agree, but
the subjectivity is always wrong. It doesn't matter. You'll at least have rules. There are no rules now, Austin. You have a system that is the biggest joke in the history of sports. There's no playoff system on earth that has no rules except this one. This is the only playoff system on earth that has zero rules. So they can make it up as they go along. They can do anything they want. Look, they told us all year last year, Austin. Are you a Clemson fan?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. They told us all year last year that Alabama was the greatest team of all time. They were the greatest team of all time. Midway through the year, at some point during the year, they were telling us that Michigan was the best defense in the country. You know, they were the best defense in the country until they gave up like 120 points to Ohio State. And then we realized that, they don't have any idea what they're talking about. See, that's the problem. I'm not interested in their opinion. I don't care who they are, okay? I don't care who they are. I don't care what they've done. I am not at all interested in their opinions as to who the best team is. Their opinion.
Is this just me, or did everybody lose him?
I'm going to hit him with. And he knows he has no answers to it. So now he's running. Now he's hiding. I mean, he was right here in Clemson for the friggin' parade, and he didn't come on. You know, I've been on the show 20 previous times, but he knows he has no answers to these things. He knows the system they have is garbage, and it needs to be replaced. It needs rules. It needs qualifiers. It needs definition. And you start by awarding achievement. That's what you start by. Five major conferences, five conference champions, all of them get in. That's where you start. Everything else from there is a lesser problem. That's just the way it is. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Tallahassee Todd. Todd, how are you?
What's happening, Walt Neptuno? What it is? What it is, man?
How you doing there, Todd?
Oh, man, I'm still doing tomahawk chop, but one head that needs to be chopped off is tattered.
Foam chops.
I went to that Clemson game, and I had to go get liquored up after the game. He makes us, and I enjoy the atmosphere. I got to give them boys credit. They have a good time. They tailgate. But I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, I've been trying to get, what's that guy named from Oklahoma down there? Riley. But it is talking Tallahassee. They want Mike Leach. I heard talk about that when I went down there and I saw my granddaughter. It is rumored that Target Year is done this year. It is rumored from talking to heads from the alumni. If they went out, he's still gone. They finna buy him out. Would you suggest that we get?
I think Mike Leach would instantly make you dangerous. I mean, you'd have 5,000-yard passers and all that Florida talent and those talented wide receiver. He would instantly make you dangerous. I think Mike Leach would be a massive upgrade to what you have. I don't think Lincoln Riley is ever going to Tallahassee. I don't understand why he would. I mean, Florida State's a great program, but is it better than Oklahoma? No. It's not better than Oklahoma. Oklahoma's better than Florida State. That's a better look. Lincoln Riley's not going to any other college. If Lincoln Riley leaves Oklahoma, it's going to be to take an NFL job, probably the Dallas Cowboy job. If you want to figure out where Lincoln Riley is going to be,
buddy.
I forgot. You're a Cowboy fan too.
And Jason right. Garrett saw behind out of there too.
Hey, I heard that.
Now, Clemson better win out because Long Pocket Jerry Jones may be getting talking old Dabo down there. Clemson better root for Dallas.
Yeah.
Because we need new coach in Dallas, too.
Yeah, you do. Man, all your teams need new coaches, Todd. That's a tough deal.
Well, I got this right here, and I'm going to take it off the L. If we were to get Leach, which I'm here talking to heads in Tallahassee. He's done this year. They're going to buy him out. They upset. They want him none. They don't care if they beat Florida and Miami. They want him gone. I was just down there 2 days ago. I've talked to some people who knows. They want him gone. They don't want no more talks. I don't know if it's true or not, but if it's true, would you go with Leach or would you try Les Miles? And I take it off the air. Thank you, Walt.
Okay, Todd. Thank you. Oh, no, I'm not taking Les Miles. No. Les is where he should be right now, Kansas. No, Drew, listen, if you can get Mike Leach, that's exactly what you should do. Spurrier warned about how dangerous Leach would be in Tallahassee, and he would. Leach has never had elite weapons to run to put up all these insane offensive numbers he's had. He's never had NFL receivers and elite talented guys. Imagine what he would do if he did. No. Yeah, no, if you can get Mike Leach, you absolutely do that. By the way, on the Dallas Cowboys, I know they've been down recently. I know they lost to the Jets. I also know they're playing without some of their best players, and people are judging them while they're down. That team's still going to win that division, mark my words. Not going to be Philadelphia. It's going to be Dallas, and Dallas is still going to be in the playoff, and Dallas is still going to be a threat to go to the Super Bowl. Look, when you don't have Smith, your left tackle, and you don't have Cooper, your wide receiver, that's a good part of your offense, and that matters. So, you know, don't think that because Dallas lost a few games that they're done. They're not done. They're not done at all. They're missing key players in a league that the competitive balance is so even that no one can afford that. All right, every line in the house is lit. I'm coming to you. Don't go anywhere. Who is up next? It is it's a different Todd is up next. But I'm coming to you. Don't drop off. You'll lose your spot. Quickly, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. They're the best in the industry. If you own one of those vehicles, you should be going to Halt already. They live in these vehicles. They drive them every day. They work in them. They work on them. All their mechanics have 25 years plus experience. They know them inside and out. You have a competitive advantage if you own one of those vehicles. You have a specialist to work on your vehicle. Right now, this October, $100 off any Halt timing belt package. Are you over 100,000 miles? It's time to change your timing belt. Also, $12 off the purchase of Mobil 1 full synthetic oil change. By the way, when I drove right past the Greenville location on my way here, it's right off the highway. 2 Husky Court, Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212 in Anderson, 4135 Clemson Boulevard, 260-9600, 260-9600. Okay, we actually just lost several people, so now you can get in. When we get back, it is Todd, Jimmy, and Jimmy. Really, Todd, Jimmy, and Jimmy. When we get back.
Hey, Tiger fans. Season tickets to see your Clemson men's basketball team are currently on sale by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Coach Brad Brownell and the Tigers are coming off winning a gold medal for Team USA this summer and have a great home schedule in Little John Coliseum. The Tigers open the season with an ACC game versus Virginia Tech this year. So be sure and order your season tickets today.
For over two decades, Lion-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Lion-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Lion-X it. Stop by Lion-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Lion-X of Anderson today.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Hendrick Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance is included. They even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Hendrick Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell your friends about. Check out their inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
There's home improvement, then there's life improvement. Enjoy family moments with propane gas logs and experience a warm glow with no mess at the push of a button. With propane appliances, you can also enjoy endless hot water with propane water heaters, precision cooking, a hotter, more efficient dryer, and an outdoor living room with fire pits and heaters. Not just home improvement, life improvement. Take comfort in Blossman.
Here's the deal. Free remote control with purchase of gas logs or fireplace from Blossman Gas. See stores for details.
Get your home ready for Halloween and let only the cobwebs be the fake decor. Make sure last year witches' brew stains are out of your carpets and get your floors looking spectacularly clean with Zero Res. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler. 3 rooms of carpet cleaning for only $129 and a free hallway. Call now at 864-558-7300 or book online at www.zeroresgreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Upstate Hemp proudly carries USA-sourced CBD products in many different forms for you, your family, and your pets to help alleviate stress, anxiety, inflammation, and more. Offering oils with and without THC, gummies, and other various edibles, as well as teas, lotions, vape cartridges, and candles. Veteran-owned and operated in a boutique-style, family-friendly shop, Upstate Hemp is proud to do things differently by focusing on hemp education and outstanding customer service. 225 South Pendleton Street, downtown Easley.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson. New donors earn $250 for 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $360 per month. Walk-ins are welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the CAP bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment at biotestplasma.com or in person at 500 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson next to Gold's Gym.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
When you gear up for fall at AgPro, you'll ride home with a new John Deere Compact Tractor Package for less. A 3025E Complete Tractor Package starts at just $219 per month. You'll be equipped with a loader, Frontier box, rotary cutter, and trailer. Find more tractor package deals online at agproco.com and get equipped for anything. Offer ends October 31st, 2019 or while supplies last. Subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
CBD benefits are well known, but not all CBD is equal. At your CBD stores, our products are certified quality organic hemp. Your CBD store products are third-party tested for purity, and we offer a variety of products, from water solubles, topical creams, and oil drops, to pet products. Visit your CBD stores in Greenville at 2111 Augusta Street, 1461 Woodruff Road, and 2603 North Pleasantburg Road. In Spartanburg at 1450 W.O. Ezel Boulevard. Your CBD stores, where good health hits home, go Tigers.
If you like Chiefs wings, rediscover them just like you remember at Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits in Powdersville. There's daily specials, including all-you-can-eat wings every day, Music Bingo Tuesday, Live Music Wednesday, and Trivia on Thursdays. Friday features barbecue all day, and for Saturdays, call ahead and order your tailgate food for your game. And remember, Reuben's caters. Get you some smoked wings or their famous deep-fried ribs. Reuben's, 509-6312 or reubensonline.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula Road Rage live from Back to 30. We encourage you to still come out and see us. I still have free Papa John's pizza for you. I have margaritas for you. I have little cupcakes. I have some other stuff over there. I don't even know what it is, but it's all free. What's not free are the t-shirts and the bands. We encourage you to donate as much as you can. I'm still looking for some big donor before the end of the show. I go off at 7. I'm looking for someone to come in and really make their imprint on this whole drive. I'm looking for that in the remainder of this show. So somebody within earshot of this message, if you can really change the course of 10 people's lives, 20 people's lives, then let's do it. These mobile mammography mammograms cost $75 a piece without insurance. Can you save the life of one person, one $75 donation? Might you save the life of 10 or 20, 50? I mean, someone's out there who can. But whatever you can do, I'm looking for these $75 donations the rest of the show. If you can come in and donate $75, we'll give you t-shirts, bands, take what you want. Come on in and make your imprint. Save somebody that you know. Save somebody you don't know. You can do it today. Feel better about yourself. Todd, Jimmy, and Jimmy. Todd, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Good, Todd. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
I just have a couple questions. But I know the narrative is kind of, they don't bring it up much anymore on ESPN. But before the season, it was a narrative of, are you tired of Clemson, Alabama? And I don't hear much about that anymore, but I think because now the narrative is they're just not going to put Clemson in. But but anyway, I was just curious on your opinion. If there hadn't been simultaneously two semi-dynasties from Clemson and Alabama, could Alabama or Clemson have been looking at four straight national championships?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
If there were no Alabama, if there were no Clemson in the position they're in, I think Alabama would have won four straight, and I honestly think Clemson probably would have won four straight.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think it's certainly possible. I mean, they're two obviously elite teams the last few years, and I think it had the other not there, sort of like when in the mid '80s when you had Bird and Magic Johnson. Had either of the other of those guys not been there, then the one who was probably would have won like nine titles.
I believe you're right. And there with Nebraska and Oklahoma there for a few years also.
Oh yeah.
But my second question is with talking about Alabama or Clemson, have we given Georgia too much credit for almost beating Alabama? I mean, we've done this before, you know, when Johnny Manziel beat Alabama at Alabama, when Ole Miss beat Alabama at Alabama, when Trevor Lawrence just killed Alabama. It seems like, wow, you know, it shouldn't happen, so we just put these teams up on a pedestal. I mean, we had Ole Miss at number one in the first college football playoff rankings because they beat Alabama and Alabama. I know they're a great team, but have we given Georgia too much credit for almost beating Alabama? Because Texas stomped them, Auburn stomped them, South Carolina's now beat them at home. I mean, I'm just curious what your opinion is on that.
All right, Tal, it's that for you off here. I appreciate the call and thoughts as always. Thank you, Tal. You know, I don't think so. I mean, I think Georgia's an elite team. I think they're still trying to find their way. And like everybody else in the country this year, I think everybody is somewhat suspect. I don't think there's an elite team. I mean, Clemson almost lost to North Carolina. I think Alabama may still lose. LSU may still lose. I don't think there is an elite team. I said this before the year, and still true today. It may change before the end of the year, but my thought process was that there was no team in America this year that was as good as Clemson was when Clemson won that title last year. Now, again, Clemson wasn't as good as Clemson was when they won the title during the year. So it's a journey. It's a process, and teams get better. And maybe some team by the end will be that good. I don't think any of them is that good now. And I think Georgia's one of those teams. Now, I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens the rest of the year. You know, everyone expects Georgia to rebound and destroy Kentucky by 50 points this week. But that is not the history of this sport. I've told you this for a million years. A team at this point in the year that believes themselves to be a national title contention that suffers a loss invariably flatlines the next week. This stuff about Georgia's going to be rah-rah and motivated this week, no, they're not. They think their goals are gone. It's going to be a really tough chore to motivate that football team to play this week. Kentucky is a bad football team, but they're going to stick around in that game because Georgia's going to flatline. It's what happens. It's the exact opposite reaction that most people expect. Everyone talks the company line. They talk, you know, a team like Georgia, they're going to be angry this week. They're going to be so angry, and they're going to take it out of Kentucky. That is not what happens. It is not what happens. In fact, that is exactly why I am considering giving out Kentucky plus the 25 or whatever it is as a road rage guarantee, because I've seen this a million times. It's like 90% of the time. It's one of the strongest trends in all sports. I just lost a Jimmy. I lost a Jimmy, Ramona. Jimmy, you get back in. I'll have to go to the other Jimmy. And you can get in now. We went from completely jammed phone lines to now I have open lines. You can get in. 654-7627. Best time of the show to get in. Jimmy, how are you?
You went to the best, Jimmy.
I got the best Jimmy, yeah. With the worst phone. I got the best Jimmy with the worst phone.
I'm gonna go to it. Yeah. Can you hear me now better?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, that's much better. Best Jimmy with a better phone.
All right. I appreciate the things that you say because I've been saying it for years, and it just falls on hollow ears, and every sports thing argues with me. If you're going to win it on the field. You say, well, we had a bad week. Don't matter. The best team wins. And you take the conferences, the big ones, and play each other, and then you have one that you can pick up, you know, Boise State or somebody, and bring them in. But you win it on the field. Quit picking Alabama's the Grand Cross. And they say, well, Georgie or LSU and Alabama both good. I don't care, the same conference. They're going to play each other. One of them is going to win. And if they win, that don't mean they're the best team. If they lose, and that's what you said, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, okay. I think you play it out on the field. I mean, the New England Patriots last year lost games early in the year to the Detroit Lions and the Tennessee Titans. But at the end of the year, were they the best team? Yeah. So, you know, what were you going to do? Not include the Patriots because they lost to the Detroit Lions and the Tennessee Titans?
And I always tell them, I said, if you can't play Alabama, I tell my friends from Georgia, if you can't beat Alabama, then you don't need to be in the playoffs. And if you think you're getting cheated, go to another conference and play. In another conference, you win. But the best teams win their conferences and then play each other, and ever who wins it, if it's Alabama, I don't care. Alabama to me is like a having to carry an ugly woman to a wedding. You don't want nobody to see her. That's what always happened. Alabama and some SC team always been there. I want to see, and the rest of the country besides me wants to see somebody besides two SEC teams. I don't care which one of them it is, but I don't want to see two or three of them in the same thing. Everybody's got a conference, the winner of the conference, and ESPN not choosing. They choose herself when they get there by winning the conference. And I totally agree with you, and thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate the call, as always. A little. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate the call. A little technical glitch there. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. All right, we'll take a quick break. We are live from Back to 30. Darren, you'll be up first as soon as we get back. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Hey, Tiger fans. Coach Amanda Butler and the Clemson women's basketball team invite you to be part of the action in Little John Coliseum by purchasing your women's basketball season tickets. Coming off an incredible season last year that saw Coach Butler return the Tigers to the NCAA tournament, the Tigers are primed and ready for another great year. Tickets are currently on sale right now on ClemsonTigers.com.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half-assed. TSA Choice will manage all your technology needs. Network communications, security, upgrades, repairs, training, all of it, and be on the job 24/7. Running a business is hard enough without IT support that's half-assed. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
Join Clemson Marina for their On the Water Boat Show October 19th at Clemson Marina. Their new 2020 and remaining 2019 inventory of Express, Miranda, and Triton boats powered by Yamaha Outboards and their Monterey sports boats. Their inventory is on the water ready for demo rides, and they'll have a fall fishing seminar at 11 a.m. We hope you'll join them for the biggest on the water boat show of the year, October 19th at Clemson Marina, your authorized Express, Veranda, Triton, Monterey, and Yamaha Outboards dealer.
If you are in need of eye care and would like a more personal experience, consider Westminster Vision. We are locally owned and staffed with three convenient locations to serve you in Clemson, Pendleton, and of course, Westminster. We offer a large selection of eyewear and all types of medical care, even on Saturdays. So for quick, reasonable service you can trust, call us for an appointment at 646-3535.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
It's almost sweater weather, which means it's the perfect time to indulge in hearty, savory soups at Twin Peaks. Try our take on the classic venison chili, topped with pepper jack and fresh red onions. Or one of our newer options, like the tomato basil or seasonal option. Order them solo or enhance any plate when you add a cup. And the holidays are just right around the corner. It doesn't get much more festive than at your local Twin Peaks Lodge. Book with us and add some scratch food, booze, and scenic views to your holiday party. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365. Just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni. They'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts. Serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Up to $6,000 off on the Honda Pilot and the best lineup of SUVs rated by U.S. News. Hendrick Honda easily has over 500 new and used vehicles on the lot. Nobody can make your credit work better or get you more money for your trade. Come in this week and make sure to mention the Roar to receive your first 2 years of oil changes free with your new vehicle purchase. Visit them today at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway in Easley, just off Highway 123, and online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
And let's throw the bird seed.
Watch out for the seagulls. Oh, my head!
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it. Like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope, just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great, thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the same way. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it's business or personal, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powdersville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Here for you every day, Carolina Alliance Bank, division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If you want a Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, there's only one place to get your car, SUV, or truck serviced. That's First Class HALT. HALT stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. That's all they do, and they do it well. And they back it up with some of the best warranties in the upstate. Be sure to check them out online. The latest specials can be found at firstclasshalt.com. That's firstclasshalt.com. Or visit them in Greenville at 1304 Roper Mountain Road or in Anderson at 4135 Clemson Boulevard. That's First Class HALT.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Relax. You're going to have the time of your life. I promise.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. We are the Roar. We're live from Back to 30. I'll be telling you more about Back to 30 in a couple minutes, but for now, you want to come out. We still have free Papa John's pizza. We have margaritas still. We have a little cupcake still. We have some other stuff over there. I don't even know what it is. I see other pitchers and containers of snacks and goodies. It's all here. And we also have your Tigers for Tatas bracelets. Excuse me. And your Tigers for Tatas t-shirts. And I'm still looking for $75 plus donations the rest of the show. I would love some of those. You can take your t-shirts and your bands, but I would love $75 plus donations the rest of the show if we can get some for, because each mammogram test, if you don't have insurance, is $75. So you have a chance to save a life, maybe someone close to you, maybe someone you don't know. But I'm looking for some of those. And I'm also looking for some big donation before the end of the show. And new Papa John's pizza has just arrived. So the hot stuff has just got here. It's perfect right here. That's where it goes. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah. Set them right on top of those. They'll go for the hot ones. All right. Darren.
Yeah.
Darren, what's going on? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Walt?
Good, Darren. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, first-time caller. Well, first time trying to actually get on the show. I've called many times. It's tough.
Well, welcome in, Darren. I'm glad you stuck to it.
Thank you. Thank you. I just, I've been listening to you for 2 or 3 years now when I can, when I'm driving in the car, and I like the show. I tend to lean towards the Gamecocks a little bit here and there, but I'm just a college football fan, period.
Right.
But I just wanted to hear what direction do you hear, do you think the Gamecocks are headed? I mean, not necessarily because they beat Georgia.
Right.
But just in general, what do you see? What's your expert intuition telling you about that program?
I think that it's headed in a really positive direction, and I thought that before Georgia. I think Muschamp has improved the program. I think he's made South Carolina a tougher team. I think it's a more physical team, and I think he has two young, talented quarterbacks, one here and one in the pipeline, and I don't know why anyone would want to abandon that. I mean, you know, Gamecock fans will say things to me like, yeah, you know, it's true. Well, he does have Helinski and Doty, but nothing. They didn't arrive there by the stork. He recruited them there.
Right.
He got him there. You know, he got Ryan Helinski from the West Coast, and he landed the Doty kid. And so the quarterback's still the most important position in college football. And your quarterback position is secure now for the next 4 or 5 years. I mean, injuries could change everything, but it looks to be secure. So I think you're entering a real positive period. I think you're entering a real positive period in the history. Those are all paid for already.
Yeah.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
Well, what do you think the impact old Feaster's having on the program? Much at all?
I think that the impact that Feaster has had is, I think he's made Rico Dowdle focus, you know, and I think that's the key. I think Dowdle has been your best back all season, and I think he remains your best back.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
Well, it helps to have multiple backs, so I think it's all good news.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your time, Walt. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, I think that South Carolina is headed in a good direction. I think they're recruiting well. I think the win over Georgia is going to help them immensely from a recruiting standpoint because it gives you a little bit of a foothold. I mean, he can actually sell that when you know, a kid is debating Georgia and South Carolina. He can tell them, look, we just went there and beat them. You know, so it's not like they're some great team or that they're taking control. We just went into their building and beat them. And if he can beat Florida this weekend, then that ability to recruit off that just compounds itself. But more than anything else, I think the two things are he's made South Carolina more physical. That's clear. He's made them into a more physical football team. And maybe the single biggest thing of all, Helinski Doty. I don't know how anyone can argue Helinski Doty. These are the best two quarterbacks who have been at South Carolina since Connor Shaw and for some time before that. And the two of them are going to be here at South Carolina at the same time. So, you know, I think that things are going in the right direction. I think they're going in the right direction. Is that Gail Ramona? No. It's a mystery call. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Listen. No one does barbecue like Tom's. Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. They do catering, tailgates, parties. They do it all. This is Tom's Barbecue. Trust me when I tell you, your next event that you want catered, go to Tom's. They're the home of the Cheerwine National Championship Barbecue Sauce. If you think that sounds good, imagine how it tastes. As I said, whether it's your get-together, your business, your industry, any catered event, tailgating, Tom's does it all. Tom's also has a brand new location. By the way, they make their mac and cheese from scratch. It's insanely good. Their banana pudding they make from scratch, it's insanely good. And now I have all these people telling me about the peach cobbler, which I haven't tried yet, but I'm trusting their word. Tom's has a brand new location, the Greer Store. The address is 217 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Suite G. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so that means tonight. They're also the original location, corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30, and they cater anytime at all. All right, let me get back to the calls. You want to get in, 654-767. Bill, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, Bill? Listen, thank you for getting in.
Just wanted to ask a question or make a point. You know, as far as Paul Feinbaum is concerned, it seems to me that basically he's making the argument. I mean, he's not saying this, but he seems to me to be making the argument that if you don't play in the SEC, if you're not playing in the SEC, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. I mean, I think that's the bottom line of what he's saying. If you are not in the SEC, you don't deserve to be playing. And then the second thing that I'm just asking about is it just seems like, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist person at all, but I don't know what people have against Clemson on the national level. I mean, there does seem to be some sort of a scheme or something out there to try to keep them out of the playoffs. By, you know, using strength of schedule and all of this sort of thing, I don't get the hate toward Clemson. I really don't. So, anyway, I'll hang up and listen to what you comment. I don't mind hanging on, but
Well, I'll answer for you off the air, Bill. Thank you. Appreciate it. Well, I mean, as far as Feinbaum is concerned, he's a highly compensated troll. That's all he is. I mean, he says ridiculous things because he knows it gets him attention. It gets him clicks. It gets his name to the top of the Twitter trending column. That's all he wants to do. Because, I mean, the things he says are beyond ignorant. They're really not worth responding to. I mean, you know, I don't think he really knows much about football at all. I think it's pretty evident. But I think, by and large, he just says things to tick people off because he knows that's how it works. So I would not pay much attention to anything he says. In terms of the nation having an in for Clemson, I don't know that the nation has an in for Clemson, but I do think this. Once you become a big winner, once you start being a hog of playoffs and championships, you're going to be hated. That's the way we are. We hate everybody who wins. Unless you're a fan of the team, we hate everybody who wins. I mean, the New England Patriots, the hyperbole, the vitriol about the New England Patriots, it never ceases to amaze me. I mean, and yet, you know, you've got a lead quarterback in that deal who's like the model of what an athlete in person is supposed to be. And yet even he's hated. You know, so I don't quite get it, but I think it's just the nature of who we are. We don't like anyone to win too often. And I think it's more about that than is anything about Clemson specifically. I think there's that element. Now, there's the whole SEC country and faction, which basically it's there against Clemson. There's no question about it. There's no question about it because Clemson is interfering with their business. You know, Clemson is making life difficult for them, beating their brains in every time they play an SEC school. So, you know, they're against Clemson. And they want to, you know, listen, a lie that gets repeated enough that goes unchallenged sometimes becomes accepted as truth. And that's part of the goal, it seems. A propagandist campaign to make Clemson seem less than they are. And therefore, advance the agenda of all things SEC. So I think there is that element to it. Yeah. Slammer and then Dave in Simpsonville. Is that the right way? Yeah. Slammer, how are you?
How you doing, Walt? First time caller.
Welcome in, Slammer.
You know, it's kind of hard to get our calls out of from the detention center, but
yeah,
you know, sometimes they'll let us call.
Yeah.
But I may have missed. You may have already pointed this out.
Slammer, I'm honored that you spent your call. I'm honored that you spent your call on the show. I mean, you could have been calling an attorney or a lawyer, you know, or somebody to bring you a bag with a saw.
No, I think I'm good. You know, they give you three squares a day. It don't taste good, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you out there serving pizza and stuff like that and going to Twin Peaks.
Yeah, I know.
You can bring some of them Twin Peg girls by there, you know. And,
okay,
you
we'll
know,
come
they don't
and visit.
Let us see stuff like that.
We'll come visit. Yeah, all right. We'll be over.
But I was called earlier in the week. Everybody was fussing about Dabo getting on to his kicker.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, or you may have already covered, but Brian Kelly, the Notre Dame coach, when he was at Cincinnati, right at halftime, I don't know who they was playing, but they had like 3 seconds, and he let his kicker try a 56-yard field goal, if I remember correctly, and he missed it. And he just got all over his kicker. And they asked him as he's coming off the field, why was you getting on him? He said, well, he told me he could make it, and he missed it. If you tell me you're going to do something, you do it. And he said, we'd have been better off throwing a Hail Mary. So I just thought that, you know, Dabo getting on his kicker.
Well, you know, here's the other thing, Slammer, and you're right about that circumstance, but this is a 24-yard field goal, all right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, you're supposed to make a 24-yard field goal. And I've seen the crying and whining about this. But, look, here's what happened. When Potter came to the sideline, Dabo Swinney said to him, "It like this, are you kidding me? That's what he said. Right, are you kidding me? Are we to the point where are you kidding me is viewed as a physical assault? It's football. He said, are you kidding me? I mean, he wasn't like cussing him, and we're making a big deal about are you kidding me? I'm seeing this. I got an answer to that. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's insanity. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Listen, if that kid's not tough enough to take are you kidding me, then he shouldn't be on the football team.
Yeah. But I thought it was bad for Brian Kelly to get on a kicker for missing a 56-yarder.
Yeah, you can't expect anybody to make a 56-yard field goal even at the pro level. They might.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you, Slammer. Appreciate the call. We'll come see you. Probably won't be today. You know, we'll take a while to get that together. But let me get to Dave and Sizzle. But, yeah, you look, all this nonsense, all this whining about are you kidding me, and then Dabo went after him and said a couple other things. So what? I got a news flash for you. There's an ex-quarterback who played here who one time to the coaching staff used every George Carlin word. I can't say these things here right now. But he used every bad word you could. Every bad word you could, right to the coaching staff. So, you know, when a coach says to a kicker who misses a 24-yard field goal, are you kidding me? If that's a headline, there's something wrong. You people have no idea about sports. You've never been coached. You never played. If you think, are you kidding me, is some sort of personal affront or assault, there's nothing more laughable. Not to mention the fact, Dabo Swinney is one of those coaches who's going to, every time he criticizes you, he's going to give you something positive. That's who he is. He immediately came out and said, you know, best kicking talent ever. This is who he is. He doesn't offer negatives without also offering positive reassurance. So stop being a baby. Stop with the headlines. Stop with the whining about this issue. It's not an issue at all. It's not an issue for anybody who plays. It may be an issue for you people who write in the Charleston paper or something, but for the rest of us, it's not an issue. It's a total non-starter. It honestly fundamentally means you have nothing to talk about. In fact, Ramona, I didn't even mention this previously, and I wouldn't have mentioned this whether it was South Carolina, whether it was Clemson, whether it was Ohio State. There's nothing to mention. A head coach had a kicker miss a 24-yard field goal, and he said to him when he came off the field, are you kidding me? And that's somehow nasty? I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that people would write that or even bring it up, that they would even turn that into a story. If there's any kid in America who's playing football, I don't care what position, if there's any kid in America who's playing football who's not tough enough to take, are you kidding me? Then you're in the wrong sport. Seriously, you ought to quit today and take up something else. It's ridiculous. And they don't need your defense. A kid who has a coach yell at him, are you kidding me? Or speak loudly, are you kidding me? I don't even think it's yelling. And people want to write about that? It's just patently ridiculous. This is not worth my time. Dave in Simpsonville and Ethan when we get back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Mickey Plowler here. Restless sleep is like turning the ball over at the one-yard line. It's frustrating and bad for your health and well-being. But Engineered Sleep was a touchdown every time. A custom mattress from Engineered Sleep is custom-made just for you. They are a true direct-to-consumer business making all their mattresses in-house. Mention my name and get 10% off all mattresses. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger. 627 Congaree Road or visit engineeredsleep.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, Tigers. This is Leighton Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first luxury condo hotel. Lakeside Lodge is a Clemson fan's dream, being surrounded by fellow Tigers with easy access to Death Valley. Our team is going all in to bring Lakeside Lodge to you with the best views, amenities, and location Clemson has to offer. Schedule a hard hat tour today or come see us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Opening soon, Lakeside Lodge, a one-of-a-kind development for a one-of-a-kind town.
Tom's Barbecue is proud to announce the opening of their second location, Greer. You can now get your barbecue fix in their new location on Wade Hampton Boulevard. Same menu and hours, but open through dinner until 8 p.m. every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and conveniently located near you. Bring the family and friends to come see what all the hype is about at Tom's Barbecue. Their signature cheer wine sauce will keep you coming back for more. Visit them at 217 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Suite G, or their flagship restaurant off Garlington and Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
The time has come for you to get your new South Carolina driver's license or ID. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about Real ID and what you need to buy your new license today. You may even be eligible to buy your new Real ID online and avoid an SCDMV branch altogether. Gather all required documents now and buy your Real ID with Gold Star at any SCDMV office in the state. Make sure your ID will get you on an airplane or into a federal building before it's too late. Visit scdmvonline.com and make the switch today.
Hurricanes don't just affect the coast, but the upstate as well. Don't be left in the dark by the disasters of a hurricane storm. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.